Are you looking for a way to keep your little ones entertained over these winter school holidays? The holiday program at Chow Chak Wing Museum, part of University of Sydney, offers children an opportunity to immerse themselves into a workshop of clay making and for one day only explore ancient Egypt. Here to talk to us about the school holiday program, Dr. Craig Barker, Head of Public Engagement at the UCID Chow Chak Wing Museum. Craig, thank you so much for joining me this morning. To start off, why does the Chow Chak Wing Museum put on events specifically for kids, and why do you think it's important for young people to get involved?
Well, look, as someone who went to a lot of museums when I was a child, thanks, mum and dad, we're great believers in lifelong learning and trying to get people into to see history and art and culture from an early age. So I'm really lucky that my colleagues at the university have been very, very supportive of us running school holiday programs. We've got a very, very active school program, which is curricula based, but this idea of doing some fun activities during the school holidays just to let kids and their parents come and explore the museum in a hopefully fun and engaging way.
Wonderful. And as it is school holidays at the moment, there are some fantastic events happening right now, including a clay workshop called Pinch Me. Can you tell me a little bit about what this workshop might involve, Craig?
Yeah, look, so we look as you know, as a museum that has a lot of contemporary art and a lot of archaeological objects from all over the globe, we've got a lot of things made from clay. And at the moment, we've got a very exciting exhibition called Ceramicus, in which seven contemporary Australian ceramicists were invited to respond to the collection. So it's a great way for visitors to be able to see our ancient objects, our ancient clay objects, through the eyes of a modern Australian artist who works with clay. So we kind of want the kids to think creatively as well. So what we'll do is take them on tours around the museum and explain some of the clay objects, both in the Ceramicus exhibition and also in some of the other exhibition spaces. They get to handle some real clay objects, including some from ancient Greece and ancient Rome, which is really exciting. And then they're actually going to make their own vessels that they get to take home, and then they can actually bake them in the oven at home, not with food, but bake them in the oven at home. And then they've got a little memento of their workshop participation. So it's been lots of fun. We've had a few sessions last week, and looking forward to having some families come and visit us for this week.
Yes, so as you already have mentioned, as a part of the Pinch Me workshop, kids will also get a guided tour of the museum's ceramic collection. What's on showcase at the Chow Chak Wing Museum?
Yeah, look, we've got clay objects, as I say, from all over the globe. Ancient Greek vases are always especially favourites because they often have scenes of myths and legends of, some of the classical gods and goddesses and heroes that the kids know through Percy Jackson or just through reading. But we've got, clay objects from ancient Egypt and from ancient Cyprus and other places as well. And some really cool contemporary ceramics, which is lovely for them to be able to see, how some forms and shapes haven't changed, but also styles of decoration have changed. So they can see clay objects that have been painted, clay objects that have been glazed, or they can see clay objects that have been made on a wheel and clay objects that have been handmade. So hopefully that gives them a bit of inspiration when they come up to the workshop and really get to make whatever they want and design it however they want as well. But it's all about sort of everyone finding their own creative expression.
Beautiful. And this event takes place from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 every day this week. And there are still some tickets available, I believe. Craig, where can people head to buy their tickets?
Yes, look, anyone's interested, just go to the Chow Chak Wing Museum's website, the University of Sydney, or just Google CCWM.
Perfect. And if you happen to miss out on this week's fun at Chow Chak Wing Museum, just before the kids go back to school on Monday the 21st, there is a Day of Egyptology Explore Egypt. Now, this school holiday event is also pretty jam-packed. Craig, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, unlike the workshops where we ask parents to stay with the kids, for this session, and it's really aimed at primary age, but this is a drop-off from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And what we do throughout the day is that some of our Egyptologists and archaeologists on staff, we get to talk about ancient mummification, the process of how pyramids were built, and handle some objects from ancient Egypt, and do all sorts of activities, learn to write your name in hieroglyphs, which is always fun. But really, it's sort of a, it's an introduction to the study of ancient Egypt in a fun and engaging way aimed at primary school age kids. And we've done it a couple of times now and have always had really good feedback from the kids and from the parents. So it's always been lots of fun. So there's still a few tickets available for Monday, the 21st of July.
That sounds like so much fun. And parents can get their tickets, I'm assuming, in the same place they can buy Pinch Me tickets as well.
That's correct. And obviously we also have adult programs as well. So if you want to know anything about our forthcoming exhibitions or our forthcoming talks, it's all on the same website, sydney.edu.au/museum.
Definitely check out that website for any details you might need, or to book a spot for your child for either of those events we've discussed today. And be sure to do so very soon, as the tickets are selling very fast. Both events sound like a wonderful way to keep the kids engaged, learning, and inspired throughout the school holiday break. Thank you so much, Craig, for joining me on 2SER Airwaves today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.